Rombongan Regency Central Java. The cancellations are effective from January 26, 2025 until the affected tracks are fully restored. Additionally, 28 train routes between Semarang and Surabaya have been rerouted through alternative paths such as via Solo or Yogyakarta Purwokerto Cirebon to maintain operations during the repair period. And that was Newsline.
Putri, jangan menangis, hapus air mata di wajah cantikmu. Putri, kepergianku tak akan lama.
Indonesia. The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sugar Beach. Sugar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sugar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. Sugar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoil the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sugar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sugar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the North Beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from three men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. The Sasak of people believe that Sugar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch sea worms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. Well, listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Sugar Lombok Beach. I'm Nikok Smoti. Thank you for listening.
Losing you is painful.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing.
This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sagar Beach. Sagar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sagar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. Sagar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoils the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sagar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sagar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the north beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from three men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. The Sasak people believe that Sagar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch seaworms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Sagar Lombok Beach. I'm Nikok Sumati. Thank you for listening.
Dalam menyayangi dan memakan tulang.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buat ku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love?
tangga tulis tua untukku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, cinta Indonesia.
Kilauan samudra terbentang katulistiwa,
hidupku ada bersamamu saudara.
Kamarnya kita suku tara selalu sama.
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji,
abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just carrying dalam.
Nyadong itu
it's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cows. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cows for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When facing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Japanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understands custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalenggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can speak Japanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam There are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not the Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam won. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Keraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I guess that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun sekali itu
jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda. After 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepuh, lurah or sub district head, Wedono, Rio, region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough. Not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugihjiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ya, ketoprak.
So what is called wayang. Culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet and ketoprak or Japanese history based play, but also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam.
Ketika ada
not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung, sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Suman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Kritis with kilometer 9.7 close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, public relation officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur, gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Kayak mau mati, baby you gotta wake up. bukanlah buaya terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin sandra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tersedam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tersesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
First Newsline, first the headline. Deputy Minister of Housing and Settlement allocates 19 trillion rupiah for school renovations in 2025. Prabowo acknowledges learning poverty eradication strategies from India. And now the news in details. Deputy Minister of Housing and Settlement Fahri Hamzah announced a budget allocation of 19 trillion rupiah for the renovation of primary and secondary schools, as well as Islamic boarding schools in 2025. The ministry is coordinating with the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Religious Affairs to ensure that dormitory facilities meet traditional standards across Indonesia. This initiative aims to address the infrastructure needs and improve educational facilities nationwide. Moving on to the second news. During a state dinner at India's Rajparthi Bhavan, President Prabowo Subianto expressed admiration for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership and commitment to reducing poverty, supporting marginalized communities, and assisting the most vulnerable, drawing inspiration for Indonesia's initiatives. He emphasized the honor of visiting India as the chief guest for the 76th Republic Day celebration, highlighting the long-standing relationship between the two nations. And that was Newsline.